Call the West Lafayette Village Council meeting to order, please stand for the pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney.
Yes.
Maurer.
Yes.
Howe.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep. Okay, previously you'd all been provided with a copy of the minutes of the February 27th, 2023 regular council meeting. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes for the February 27th, 2023 meeting.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep. And of correspondence, I've got a couple of things. One, a letter from the Coshocton Public Health District, the District Advisory Council, which I settle on as currently as the secretary for that board. We will be meeting Wednesday the 15th at 7:00 p.m. In the meeting room at 637 Chestnut Street in the new building down there. So we've got that going on Wednesday evening. And I got a request from Coshocton Regional Medical Center. They're working with Fill the Backpack for Coshocton. They're asking for donations, but correct me if I'm wrong, Amy, as a municipality, we cannot use any of our general funds for things of that nature. So much as I'd like to support something like that, we can't legally do it. That's all the correspondence. Maybe citizens' comments. We'll move into department report. And Damon became a grandfather and is out of town dealing with that pleasure and can't be here tonight, so I'll read the fire report into the record. February 2023 fire report, one passenger vehicle fire, one brush fire, two grass fires, one motor vehicle accident, no injuries, one carbon monoxide incident, one overheated motor, one no incident found, one authorized control burn, one smoke detector activation malfunction. Call history for the month of February, there were 10 calls, 24 year-to-date. Last year-to-date in February, there were 16 calls, 31 year-to-date. Location of incidents, West Lafayette, 3 in February, 5 year-to-date. 2 in Lafayette Township, 8 year-to-date. 2 in Linton Township, 3 year-to-date. None in Oxford Township, 3 year-to-date. White Ice Township, 2 in February, 4 year-to-date, Nowra District, 1 in February, and 1 year-to-date. Activity, emergency call, 61 firefighters responded for 55 3/4 hours. 8 firefighters attended meetings, and there were 16 hours spent there. Tools and small engines, 7 firefighters, 21 hours. Vehicle maintenance, 10 firefighters, 24 hours. SCBA maintenance, 8 firefighters for 16 hours, and training, 59 firefighters for 112 hours, a total hours of 244 and 3/4 hours. Payroll in February was $610. Payroll year to date is $4,380. Fire losses in February were $10,000, year to date, $46,500. Last year to date, 7,500. fiscal officer, Amy.
First one, I want to touch on the legislation that we have on the agenda tonight. First is resolution 2023-09, and that'll receive its third and final reading tonight, updating the credit card policy and listing authorized users. Ordinance 2023-10 will receive its third and final reading tonight, that is to update the 2023 pay and benefit schedule for the employees of the village. Ordinance 2023-11 will also receive its third and final reading tonight, and that has the updates to the employee handbook to correspond with updates to the pay and benefit ordinance. Resolution 2023-14 speaks to the appointment of Officer Kevin Seacon, and I'll let Chief Boulder speak to that a little bit more during his report. Resolution 2023-15, Village Administrator Tammy will speak to that one during her report. And resolution 2023-16 is a resolution to add funds into the fire fund in the amount of $11,500. They did receive, as you know from our last council meeting, $10,500 from the sale of the 1986 mini pumper. And they also received a grant in the amount of $1,000 from the $1 million round table. And Chief had asked me to put that back into the capital outlay account in their fund because he's looking to purchase wildfire turnout gear using that money. So I just, that'll receive its first reading tonight. I'm not asking to have the three readings wait on that, so that'll receive its first reading tonight. Next, we had a finance committee this evening, and I did present the February end of month cash summary, so that'll be up for approval tonight. I did receive a letter from RITA, the Regional Income Tax Agency, and as we have done for the past few years, we've signed up with their subpoena program where they send the subpoena letters out to all the residents that are not in compliance with filing their taxes with the village. And we get charged $1 for each of the subpoenas that were sent out, and they sent out 471 of those this year, so $471 was the cost to the village to be in that program for this past year. But to date, that has brought in, has resulted in a revenue amount of $6,780. So that is more than paid for that cost of doing the subpoenas. And again, that's just getting the residents into compliance as far as making sure that their taxes are filed for the years that they've been living there in the village.
When do they do?
When the taxes? April 18th.
I gotta get my papers for the top bill now.
Yep, and you can do that online at RITAOhio.com,
yeah,
or you can
that.
Stop in and I'll print a form out if you'd rather do a paper form.
Okay.
Yep. Let me see what else. I did request and attend a committee meeting last Monday with the Community Relations Committee, and the topic that was discussed was the possibility of putting banners up and down Main Street, at least, to honor our veterans. And the committee seemed to be in agreement with being able to do that. And we have a meeting tomorrow night with the county, because we're looking to do it as a county-wide project. So there are people with the Blue Star Mothers group that are helping head that up. And again, we're meeting with other county officials tomorrow night to look into that program a little bit more. But we're hoping to be able to kick that off and have those banners up by Memorial Day and have them up through the summer. So I will report more once I know more, but hopefully that all goes through. And those are passed around for approval. That's all I have.
Yeah. Police report, Chief.
Good evening. The monthly activity report from the police department in February 2023, they handled 146 calls for service. 24 reports were taken, 0 felony arrests, 8 misdemeanor arrests, 5 juvenile arrests, 3 traffic stops, 1 traffic crash, 0 OVI arrests, 1 warrant was served, and 1 civil paper service was served. Total fuel costs for the month of February was $796.79. Also ask for a resolution for Kevin Seahorn. He's fulfilled his 6-month probationary period. He's done a good job. He's worked when we called upon him, and it's worked out pretty good. One other thing I need to remind everybody, the annual Easter egg hunt will be April 2nd, which is on a Sunday at 2 p.m. It's going to be held at the Ridgewood football field again this year. And the West Lafayette Chamber of Commerce is also going to join forces with PD and this year. They're going to help us stuff eggs.
So,
big any questions?
What's the time of the day again?
April 2nd at 2 p.m. It's on a Sunday. The football field was free that day, so we've got the football field again. It seemed like it worked out really well last year. A lot of room, because we had over 4,000 eggs last year. So we're going to try to go for that this year as well. And have gift bags for each age group. Whoever finds the golden egg will get a gift bag.
Yeah. Questions? Thank you. Solicitor Joel.
Other than probably something for us to talk about in an executive session, I have any.
Okay. I had that down. It's on the agenda, so we'll address it in an executive session after we get regular business. So, Joel, Administrator Candy.
Good evening.
Hello.
I have a few things. Last 2 weeks ago, William Albert completed the new storm drain over here on Orchard by the fire station. So, French drain installation there. They also, Albert also began preparing for the sidewalk walk replacement on Russell Avenue. And they're working with the gas company right now to coordinate efforts so they're not interfering with each other's work. So that'll be ongoing here while the gas company's working too. The gas company is about finished with their project there on Main Street to now. And the main lines are just about done, I believe. So they have service lines that have already started down Russell too. And then I have the resolution 2023-15 for your review and approval. I'm requesting emergency clause that you waive the pre-readings and approve tonight due to the 10 to 12 week lead time for this part. It's for a purchase of a new blower at the wastewater treatment plant, and it's $29,035.21. I did get four estimates on that, and explored different routes as far as just replacing a component or rebuilding or new. So we chose to go with the lowest bid for a new blower that is bigger too, and it will help us with increased capacity later on. So
it's warranty too.
Yes, and it has a 2-year warranty on it. And this has been an ongoing problem since the sewer upgrade was done in 2010 or 11. So hopefully this will fix the problem. I think that's all I have about that. You guys have any questions on it or anything? It was a process over 2 months running that we've been working on getting all this together. And now it'll still take 10 or 12 weeks to get here, so before we can even get it installed. So that's the reason for the emergency. And that's all I have.
Okay, we're on buildings and properties.
Buildings and properties met on 3/8/23 at 6 o'clock. We discussed 4 different properties. 113 East Union. 206 West 7th Street Extension, 419 East Main and 595 North George. We're going to take them to court. They've already had their others, and we're going to go ahead and just have them.
Anything else?
That'll be it.
Community business development?
Nothing tonight.
Community relations?
Community relations met last Monday, March 6th at 6. And as Amy discussed already, we talked about the military banner program, and we all were in agreement with looking into that program countywide. That's it for that one.
Finance?
Finance met this evening, and we discussed money that is anticipated to come in April for fire contracts and for the park fund. Discussed some more sewer finance concerns, tree replacement options for the trees that are coming down on Russell and replacing them, as had been previously discussed with the revitalization committee. And as Amy talked about again, the RITA payments that we have received. And that's it.
Okay, nothing for fire dependency ordinance?
Excuse me. Sorry.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I know. I'm sorry. I need to
need to get her a posting note, right?
I know. Bob even told him I need to ask for approval for cash summary.
Motion to approve the end of March or end of February cash summary.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Mauer?
Yes.
Okay, now,
what we met on March 7th at 6, discussed junk vehicle ordinance, campers for residents to live in the village, and pool fencing. And that's it.
Okay, park board.
Nothing tonight.
Planning commission.
Nothing.
Rich, county?
Got a meeting next Monday.
Do you?
Maybe. We'll see.
Public safety.
Nothing this evening.
Public Works.
We met on the 7th, and we discussed the projects coming up in the wastewater and storm sewer system and finances. Let's just put it that way. And that's it.
Okay. Nothing from records, nothing from rules. Let's take care of the legislation. Up for a third reading, Resolution 2023-09, a resolution regarding credit card use. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt Resolution 2023-09.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Up for a third and final reading, Ordinance 2023-10, an ordinance establishing the 2023 pay and benefits schedule for the Village of West Lafayette and repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt Ordinance 2023-10.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Also up for the third and final reading, Ordinance 2023-11. An ordinance amending the employee handbook for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, and repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to approve Ordinance 2023-11.
Second.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
resolution 2023-14, a resolution stating the appointment of Village Police Officer Kevin Keon and declaring an emergency.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2023-14.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
This also contains an emergency clause. This was discussed by the village administrator. Resolution 2023-15, a resolution authorizing the fiscal officer and village administrator to conduct a purchase with R&A Ross and Associates NE Inc.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for resolution 2023-15.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes. Motion to adopt resolution 2023-15.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
And last but not least, this is up for its first reading, resolution 2023-16, a resolution to amend the 2023 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2022-68, adding funds. That's the first reading. Under other business, I just got a couple lighter issues. I'll be making a presentation tomorrow night after the bell at the elementary school, and then next week on the 23rd, I'll be doing the same thing at the middle school. Tomorrow night, Amy and I will be attending the banner meeting at Coshocton tomorrow afternoon at 4:15. We'll be doing that. And the other thing I would like to say is that I really compliment Ed Myers and what he's doing to the old Arnold building over there. As you've noticed, there are new doors, new windows, there's been roof work being done, and I don't have it officially what's going on, but I have some unofficial apartments and some business storefronts and things like that. So that is a big investment into this community, and I really appreciate what he's doing with that building. There's a lot of money being invested there. Okay, let's schedule some committee meetings. Anybody?
You guys got them all out last week.
Yeah.
Going once, going twice, hearing none.
Sold.
There are no committee meetings next week. Bill's been around for approval?
Yes.
Motion to pay the bills?
Second.
Who said that? I'm sorry. Okay.
That'd be me.
All right, Bauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, entertain a motion at this point to go into an executive session to discuss litigation and a brief discussion on a personnel matter. And with Amy and Tammy, they can remain as well.
Motion. Motion to go into executive session, discuss litigation and a personnel matter with the village administrator and fiscal officer to remain.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
It is 7:26 p.m. We're now off the record.
Mayor, do you expect any action?
I do not, but I
could always.
can't say for